young people these days have an agenda of their own. And because they have an agenda of their own, their minds are confident about having a thought that's presented by others. And so what we're trying to do today is present the thought of God to their minds and their hearts to realize what a better family life would be. And one of the things that interrupts a better family are the angry words. When we talk about angry words, we're talking about something that hinders, bothers, struggles, and people in a difficulty. And we want to avoid that if we possibly can. And by practice of the things that we're taught in class today, we can be people who care enough that we get more spiritual awareness in everything we do. And so if we get a little more spiritual awareness, the Lord in the things that we do, we'll have a lot of things that overcome those situations where we have other agendas in mind. The agendas in mind are tough things to overcome. The younger you are, of course, that's natural. But as we go along, get a little bit older, we get up to our 10 and 11 year old children, it's almost too late to get the agenda away from their minds. So we want to get 5, 6, and 7 before we get the agenda away from us. We're going to sing 2 or 3 songs here, and Zane lead us in his angry words once again, if you will, please. And we're going to do this, and then James will do a summation for us all of what he said this morning when you were in class and crafts as little children, and the adults will love the summation as well. Let's go. Angry words
will let me never from the tongue unbridled say.
Children of